It would be a terrible thing to hear God say to us, "You fool." And yet that's a real possibility, because we know what we ought to be doing. We know that we ought to be seeking heavenly treasures in our life, that we ought to be seeking things like holiness and virtue and life with God. But we also know that we waste our time. We waste our lives seeking other things, possessions of this world. And we are often like that rich man in the parable. And this is a hard truth, but it's an important one to keep in mind. And it's an apt one to keep in mind this week in particular, because this week we are in a special week of prayer. The prayer from the Feast of St. Luke to the Feast of St. Jude, praying for those in the hospitals that are part of our parish. And that's an apt time to remember this parable, because those in the hospitals are having their lives demanded of them. Even if they recover and go home, part of their life has been demanded from them. The security and peace and health that they once had is diminished. And we would be mistaken if we thought we were exempt from that kind of event. Now, that's for everyone who lives in this broken and fragile world. You and me, someday our lives will be demanded of us, one piece at a time. And when we reflect on this, all of those times in which parts of our life are demanded of us, those are signs and foreshadowings and reminders of the day when our whole life will be demanded of us. When we go and when we stand before Jesus, our Savior and our Judge. And there is the possibility that he will look us in the eyes and call us a fool for having wasted our lives on meaningless things. But if that's an intimidating word of warning, there is also a beautiful word of hope in the readings today. Because in the first reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, we have an expression of faith, the faith of our father Abraham. Because Abraham did not doubt God's promise. He did not doubt that God was able to accomplish what he had promised to us. Rather, he believed, and that faith was credited to him as righteousness. And it is not for him alone that faith is credited as righteousness, but also for us who believe in the one who raised Jesus the Lord from the dead. That faith and that righteousness is for us who have confidence that what God has promised us, he will bring to fulfillment. He has not promised us possessions. He has not promised us security. He has not promised us tranquility or health. He has promised us himself. He has promised us holiness and virtue and an eternal life with heavenly treasures. And he gives us those promises. He fulfills them through the sacraments. Every time we are forgiven in confession, every time we receive his body and blood in the Eucharist. And so let us pray this evening and this week for ourselves, that we might have that faith to believe that God can fulfill his promises. And let us pray for all of those in the hospitals that are part of our parish, that they also would be filled with faith and confidence that what God has promised will be fulfilled, will be brought to fruition, will bear fruit even unto eternal life.